This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Count 11 minutes. We'll drink and toast. Shout of the day and the weekend. This Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Sam on Newsflash. January 14th is Feast of the Ass Day. And it's
all
a Feast
right.
of the Ass Day inspired Bad Choice Friday with a Black Eyed Pea.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk.
I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump.
I do
my
not make green hump. Eggs and ham.
My hump.
Her hump.
My lovely little lump.
Black Eyed Pea taking on Sir Mix-a-Lot on Bad Choice Friday.
You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck.
This song never gets old.
No. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby.
Get to vote now on a Bad Choice Friday. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Votes one of those two tunes coming up, either the Black Eyed Peas or Sir Mix-a-Lot, right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day. All right, our question, what happened to or got into your eyes? And here come those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
And a few from our question guys when I enlisted in and was in basic at Great Mistakes, Illinois. Had to go to medical to get an upper to keep me more alert as I was falling asleep from sleep deprivation. Well, while I was there, some sick bastard coughed, sneezed, and I caught mono. Well, a couple weeks later, I'm even more run down, and I go back to the medical and get the diagnosis. They put me on light duty and tell me that the next day's training at the gas chamber, I'll have to just watch and direct traffic as people exit the room after being exposed to tear gas. This sounded like the silver lining until the room didn't seal and blew all the gas out of the vents directly onto the alley. That's where I was standing maskless, pointing people the way to go. I was gassed for about 15 minutes. Good times. At least my sinuses got cleared out. LARP on, guys. That from the friendly IT guy. Guys, my family has 100 acres. Of course, we have a back-to-back outhouse. One hole, two sides. On 4th of July, I would light up fireworks and throw them in from one side while someone would be on the other side. My cousin, Kim, decided to look down in the hole after hearing a bottle rocket in the hole. It exploded, poop all in her eyes.
Ooh.
And all over. Thanks, guys. That from John at J Power Painting.
An explosion of poop.
Guys, sometime before COVID was an issue, I was wearing contact lenses. One day I came down with a case of pink eye. So off to the doctor, get some eye drops, we're good, right? Then, like a damn fool, I put the same contacts in. Next morning, I wake up, open my eyes, close my eyes, and scream because merely opening my eyes was incredibly painful because I woke up with a partially nasty case of pink eye in both of my eyes. My roommate got me off to the doctor for a new and stronger antibiotic prescription, and I spent the day in bed with my eyes covered with a washcloth while the antibiotics did their job. Antibiotics. I am grateful that I can still use visual correction, let alone see, and I rarely use contacts anymore as a result, and when I do use contacts, I now use the disposable ones. Horrors and ale, that from Dennis. Guys, a question right up my alley. I have glaucoma. In my case, it stems from uncontrolled diabetes. It's controlled now, but the damage is already done. My understanding is that something with a high blood pressure sugar levels causes your eyes to grow extra blood vessels, which can block the drainage pipe for your eye fluid. To bring the eye pressure down, originally they put a tube. Later, they put a shunt for the same reason. That sounds dirty, doesn't it?
It really does.
A shunt. Then we did laser treatment to burn the vessels away, but they kept coming back. So I'm on a schedule to get a medicine to combat this injected into my eyes about every other month. Something along the way caused cataracts to develop, so I've had both of my lenses replaced. I'm 35. Normally, for these surgeries, the surgeon dilates your eye, but mine, they don't anymore. So she had to do it manually. Felt kind of weird. I could go on about my eye problems, but we'll spare you guys. Have a great three-day weekend. That from Johnny Atos. Johnny Atos in Tacoma. Guys, I want to wish my son, Kaysen, a happy 8th birthday and have Coach Ted tell him what to expect now that he is 8 years old. That is from his dad. So it's Kaysen. He is 8 years old.
Kaysen. All right.
That's exactly right. Okay, here we go. Right there.
All right, Kaysen, you're 8 now. And I know you're listening. You're saying, Coach, what does that mean for me? Son, I'll tell you what that means. Ice cream. And I'm not talking any ice cream. I'm talking a cone. Sure, it's winter. Tell your dad to get you one. And it's got to stack up like a giant snowman. Why? Because it'll look like it ain't. You've earned this. You eat that ice cream. Usually I go Sprite. Maybe you get a Coca-Cola. You tell dad I'm 8. I'll eat all the sugar and caffeine I want. I don't care what time bedtime is. To hell with it. Ooh. You're 8. Own it, son.
And they go home and puke.
Oh, yo, yeah, that's what he did.
All I'm interested in is our youngest daughter's 24th trip around the sun. She's a wonderful daughter, mother, and from what her husband says, a damn fine wife. Can you please give her Leroy Jenkins and some thrill shotgun gets? Love you, Squirt. Stay fresh, my friends. That from Daddy and Mommy.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Wait for it.
All the men's room, I was curious if you give my special girl, Jamie Lynn, a birthday shout-out. She is a phenomenal mom to 2 cute kids and one of the kindest people out there. I just started out at the post office. Could the dirty Germans comment on her new ass and delivering packages? That from her man, Kyle.
Yeah, oddly enough, Kyle, we have already commented on her new ass, and I'll be delivering a package directly to her.
Yeah, she has one of those good, we'll just say, names. Two of them. Jamie Lynn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that booty. I bet it hangs out on a pair of jeans that are still bedazzled.
Patolos, can I get a birthday shout-out for my biggest fan, Nurse Patty, requesting it's time to take off the leash, followed by some turtle wax and an oh my god, what the F is that, bro? Thanks, guys, and rock on.
It's time to take off the leash.
Oh my god, what the f*** is that, bro?
Hello, gentlemen, a good day. The day marks my 46th trip around the ball of fire in the sky. Since I am one of the few I know that listens, I have to give myself the birthday shout-out. It's been a good one. Have a great relationship with a good woman. Haven't caught the bug, and I'm blessed with an excellent job. Can I get a big old Leroy Jenkins, a few of thrill shotgun gets, and could you all talk all over each other about Betty White? Keep on rocking and stay beautiful. That's from Daniel.
Leroy Jenkins!
Wait for it.
Get!
Hola, guys, my dad, Mike Hogan, or Seattle Mike, as most guys know him, for his colored mohawk, listens to you guys every day on his ride home from work. I was wondering if you guys could send him a birthday shout-out. He is currently working with kids and has always been a father to anyone, and his entire family really loves him. How about a fun, happy birthday shout-out to Seahawk Mike? That would mean the world to him. Thanks, guys. That from the Hogans. Give him some green beans. I think he could use some green beans.
Yeah.
Green beans.
You work your kids. Something to eat healthy.
Green beans.
Miles, we have another one. This one, it came via text, which we rarely do, but we know the person. Says, hey guys, Andy Mack here. I'm a dummy. Quick side note, Andy, we know you. We know you're dumb. You don't have to qualify that. We know you're dumb. In fact, anytime we bring up Andy Mack, what do we say? You know that dummy Andy Mack? I digress. Says, I forgot to send an email for my sister's 40th birthday. Any chance that my big sister can get the Dirty Germans talking about how old she is? And when she was born, Hall & Oates were the top band in the world. Yeah, certainly. First of all, I'd like to say my testicles are named individually Hall and Oates. Beyond that, I'd like to see her vertical Sarah smile.
Yes, you know, I believe the Hall & Oates is a man-eater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing I named my penis man.
You know how she was born? Your parents did it in a minute. That's a Hall & Oates joke.
Since the good news is your mustache is almost good as his.
Yeah.
Hi, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Apologies for getting this to you a month late, but some of our jobs aren't nearly as fun as yours and take up more time than they should sometimes. That said, the final tally for the dump button uses in 2021 was, any guesses how many times we dumped?
48.
Man, this is tough. I can't remember.
It was a lot, man.
I'm going to say 86.
I'm going to say we broke three digits. I'm going to say we're at 105.
The final tally for dumb button uses in 2021, 75.
Damn.
Ooh.
This is a decrease of 19 from 2020, which means either our listeners are more well-behaved on the airwaves now, or they're more drunk, seeing as drunk callers tend to swear less on the air.
It is amazing, but true.
The total of FCC fines avoided for 2021, $24,375,000.
We should let the company know this. Hey, we saved you almost $25 million last year. Can we get a little scratch for that?
And the running total now, as far as the longest that Kyle's been keeping track of this, $397,475,000 American dollars, or approximately about 9 billion Vietnamese dong.
That's what we wanted to know.
Yeah, the number is 9 trillion, and their currency is actually called dongs, so it's $9 trillion.
9 trillion dongs.
Mm-hmm. As always, this does not include Ted versus the FCC, who's probably just now catching up on the interest he's accrued for that segment when it started. There were several notable drops this year. Twice, there were four drops in a single show, January 13th and August 20th. The only person to not get dropped this year on the show...
Mike?
Mike Hawk.
Oh, Mike.
That's not shocking. I'm just saying, like, yeah.
Ryan Castle was dropped for the first time on your show on March the 3rd.
Oh, yeah.
What did he say?
I don't know. Miles was dropped twice this year, including a time while telling a story about his junk being on a passed out guy's face.
I believe there's also an FCC where you were reading it through. That was the first time he said it.
In addition, there were at least six audible farts captured on air, the Monster 8-5 listeners, and one wife who forgot to include my name during the birthday segment in March.
Oh, no.
Thanks for a year of laughter and making 2021 slightly better for all your listeners. Here's to another great year in 2022. That from Kyle, the unofficial statistician of the men's room. Kyle, thanks for doing that.
He does this every year, man. You know what I mean? He keeps track of it all, and it's always amazing. So almost over $300 million in potential fines, if not for that dumb button.
Or $9 trillion.
$9 trillion.
Kyle listens every day with like a notepad or just... Or, like, re-listens on the podcast?
I guess when you hear something, you mark it down, right? So if there's a dump, you're just like, all right, there's a dump.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's collected at the end of the year and give us all the totals.
Couple extra emails on the subject of your nickname or what people call you. How many different names do you go by? Guys, my dad's name was Lert Pearl King. Everyone called him Bud, so he was the Bud King. After my buddy Julie.
What was his name? Lert?
His name was Lert. L-E-R-T.
Lert.
Hello, Lert.
No wonder he went by Bud.
Yeah, call me anything other than my name.
Call me Duty. For decades,
What's up, Duty?
I was the only one I knew named Piper. In grade school, the nicknames given to me were brutal. Piper Diaper or Piper Diaper Toilet Wiper. I did not answer to either one of those awful nicknames. As I grew older, it was shortened to Pip, Pippi, Pipilata. In high school, I started smoking pot, and then it was just straight up pipe. And I always carried one as well. I answered these nicknames, and I'm still called Pipe more often than not. That from Piper. Gentlemen, a friend of mine in Southern California also
sounds
calls
like you're
me,
named after a dog.
Piper, Diaper, the what? Butthole Wiper? Was it?
Yeah.
Piper,
Butthole Wiper, yeah. Or Piper, Piper, Diaper, Toilet Wiper.
Toilet Wiper, my bad. Toilet Wiper. I made it worse.
Hey, you wipe toilets.
God, kids have terrible insults.
I know, but it sucks at the time. I used
no,
to,
it does.
Steve Hill is on the pill. Does not apply to me. It didn't matter.
You didn't like pills.
I only had a vague understanding of what that might be. I just knew something that adults dealt with.
Yeah.
But it still pissed me off.
From Dennis Carr. This guy's a friend of mine in Southern California, also calls me Eric. He was a pretty big Kiss fan and in fond memories of their late drummer, Eric Carr. No relation. And starting doing this once he learned my last name was Carr when we met something like over 25 years ago. Honestly, don't mind it. I think it's pretty cool. And from Dennis. What else we got here? I think that's good enough. I think we probably should just go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. If we could, let's go back in time.
Tate has tiny tents. Tate's tents tend to taunt tan tents. The tiny tents are Tate's.
Three times fast.
Tate has tiny tents. Tate's tents tend to taunt tan tents. The tiny tents are Tate's.
One.
Tate has tiny tents. Tate's tents tend to taunt tan tents. The tiny tents are Tate's.
Two.
Tate has tiny tents. Tate's tents tend to taunt tan tents. The tiny tents are Tate's.
Oh!
There you go. W.
Oh, big win in the first one of the season on Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Yes. What a late night we had. Coming up for with some tongue twisters for Ted versus the FCC. Lo and behold, Steve, we come in. There's a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
Which is very upsetting because it was some of our best work.
Yeah. Oh, this one from UP John, or Up John, maybe. He sends us this Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, wait a minute. University place.
UP John, yeah.
That's your spot.
That is my spot. Well, let's see here.
You know John.
If I saw him, I might know him. You never know. I'm down there enough. You know, oh, I recognize that dude right there. Sure.
Yeah. What's up, John?
Mm-hmm. So, it is a new year, and John sends us a new year inspired Ted versus the FCC, and it goes something like this. For New Year's, Mother Rucker went on a fast food diet, but Mother Rucker finds fast food filling. Exercise fixes that. So run, Mother Rucker, run. Hold the pickle. The way we do this, Ted, is you need to say that one time through. Then three times fast.
Here we go.
Yeah, and John, we all know damn well I'm not saying hold the pickle. I mean, in general, I like pickles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For New Year's, Mother Rucker went on a fast food diet, but Mother Rucker finds fast food filling. Exercise fixes that. So run, Mother Rucker, run. Hold the pickle.
Three times fast.
For New Year's, Mother Rucker went on a fast food diet, but Mother Rucker finds fast food filling. Exercise fixes that. So run, Mother Rucker, run. Hold the pickle.
One.
For New Year's, Mother Rucker went on a fast food diet, but Mother Rucker finds fast food filling. Exercise fixes that. So run, Mother Rucker, run. Hold the pickle.
Two.
For New Year's, Mother Rucker went on a fast food diet, but Mother Rucker finds fast food filling. Exercise fixes that. So run, Mother Rucker, run. Hold the pickle.
Oh!
Come on!
Wow. Absolutely no problem. Another win in Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to the men.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
You want to go see Ghost and Volby?
Oops.
Oh, no, Miles.
Oh, man.
Head to KISW.com right now and put in the secret word. Secret word is Volbeat. V-O-L-B-E-A-T.
Well done, sir.
You might be wondering why I cannot remember the time, 4:20. For some reason, I cannot.
I think it explains
Thank
itself.
God this is the last day of this. That is 2 days in a row. Ghost Volbeat tickets now. The secret word is Volbeat. V-O-L-B-E-A-T. Go to KISW.com. Go to the contest page. Enter that code word now. Hopefully the damn thing still works. Either way, there you go. All right, coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with the shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
I'll just ignore that email from Ryan here for a second.
Jesus. Did anyone even text in or anything? I mean,
No, you never told me.
Where's the code word? Come on, people, help me.
A middle school in Mississippi is getting flack for offering female students shapewear to help them with their, quote, body image issues.
I saw that today. It's like, I understand that your heart is in the right place, but your head is firmly planted in your ass.
It can be the right message. If it is from the wrong source, it does not get across, man.
Well, I mean, think about it. We understand that a lot of young girls have body image issues.
Right.
So here's some spanks, chubby.
I mean, like, that's, yeah.
I mean, let the parents deal with that.
Just hide it.
Right.
Oh, damn it. IHOP has brought back their all-you-can-eat pancakes.
How many pancakes do you honestly think you could eat at IHOP? I mean, I get IHOP. It. It saves them money, right?
It
was like all-you-can-eat shrimp or something. I mean, I'd probably get three down. Like, dude, I don't need more pancakes, right?
Well, the question is, how many could you? Yeah, after three, I'm done, too.
Okay. But if I just said, hell with it, I got nothing to do the rest
of the
day.
We're going
to
challenge you, and whoever eats the most wins.
Even still, maybe seven before I feel like I'm just going to puke them all back
up. Exactly. I don't think I make it that far. I love pancakes, and I can put food away, but man, I think I hit five, and I'm tapping out.
Now, wait. Does that include all their pancakes, like chocolate chip pancakes, in which case I might need a few more, because it's just dessert to me
I
at that point.
Saying.
Yeah.
Those pancakes are big, too. It's not like
they
a short little tiny stack.
Right. They don't do silver dollars,
it's
man.
It's the whole big plate.
Yeah.
I think also, like, as far as, like, all-you-can-eat stuff, like, that's a pretty good one for IHOP.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're relatively inexpensive. They're going to make their money back on it. If I'm not mistaken, they actually make more money with the all-you-can-eat.
Was it IHOP or Denny's that decided they were going to start doing a little mimosa action and Bloody Marys and that stuff?
Ooh, I feel like that was IHOP.
The news was in IHOP because certain Denny's, it depends on where you're at in the country, had that. But IHOP was like, all right, we're going to try it now, too.
I got you.
Yeah, it'll make a difference.
A man here.
Yeah, and they don't, like, the other thing, too, like, you're a breakfast plate. Like, you don't need a full bar. But if you could sell. You can sell a mimosa.
Breakfast drinks, right?
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. A man here in Washington told police that someone shot him in a fast food parking lot. Though police think he may have accidentally shot himself.
Well, he's not lying.
Right. Someone did.
If he said someone else, then it's alive. You say, someone shot me. Right. It's like, oh, okay.
I've been shot. Right. Okay, well,
you are telling the truth.
That is fact. 78% of Americans say they're likely to travel this year. I don't blame them. We're kind of going back into regular travel status, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, not that I'll drive somewhere, right?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, you find the workaround. After a while getting cooped up, people will just find their way to go on vacation.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm.
I might just go to my neighbor's house. I'm staying there for a week. Like just something.
Can I just set up a chair in your backyard and soak in the rays over here?
Yeah, anything. Yeah, soak in the rays.
Hang on. I need access to your fridge. A new survey found the top parental quote-unquote superpowers people develop. Such as being fluent in kid language, dad reflexes, and super strength.
But all of those things happen as a result of your kids. Like,
exactly.
You don't realize that you have these incredibly quick reflexes until you see your kid, like, falling toward broken glass. And then, amazingly, you have covered 75 feet in one half of 1 second.
Exactly.
Because it's on you.
Right, and I mean,
it's on you. No matter what happens, it's on you.
If it's my buddy, I'm like, he's going to fall into glass. Somehow, if it's your kid, it's like, how did I already get here?
Right.
Like, I suddenly knew CPR. I did not need it, but when I thought my daughter was down for the count, I'm like, suddenly I know every medical thing there is to know.
And then you beat yourself up for not having prevented the situation from happening in the first place.
Well, for a little while, you let it go. You just tell your kids, be careful.
Right.
By the way, speaking of children, my daughter this morning, and I know I'm getting played, but to her credit, she's not a very good actress.
Okay.
But she did it pretty well this morning, all right? So she has moved beyond the idea of the Tooth Fairy.
Okay.
That said, she's not lost a tooth for a while. So this morning, she points out that she has lost a tooth overnight. I said, show me. Sure enough, the tooth is missing. And she looks me right in the eye and just says, I put it under my pillow just in case. I'm like, why do I not feel like you're talking about the Tooth Fairy?
Right.
I mean, it was very clear. Like, I expect a little cheddar under the pillow. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
all
I did it. I lost a tooth when I was a kid. Put it under the pillow and went downstairs like, Mom,
yep.
Tooth Fairy did not come last night. This is ridiculous.
Is that how everybody finds out? Is that how everybody...
I don't know. I've never woken her up. Mm-hmm. The Tooth Fairy has never woken her up. When it was done, but I just noticed, like, yes, it happened in the middle of the
because
night.
You never question the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. Right, they do their job. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, I got a basket in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never hear of a bunny coming down the chimney. Somehow it just appears, right?
Right.
But Tooth Fairy, like, I put the tooth under the pillow.
She's a slacker.
I know.
Tooth Fairy, you don't have to announce your intent. To Santa Claus, you have to make a list. The Easter Bunny has the Tooth Fairy. All you, from the kid's perspective, if you lose a tooth, the Tooth Fairy has an alert that this has happened.
The Tooth Fairy is the gateway to not believing things.
Mm-hmm.
Or questioning them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and it's because the technology exists. You know what I mean? It's you ever gotten something that's kind of the third-rate machinery that you're like, you know what? The better technology exists out there. How are we not caught up to this? That's what the Tooth Fairy has. Santa's got updated, like, tracking or whatever to where he can know exactly where all the houses is, all the gifts that he's going to give to all these people. Easter Bunny, same thing. Every house needs eggs. He knows where he's gone. Tooth Fairy just is not up to snuff on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're using, like, an old GPS.
Right. Like, we need to send funding to the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, no, they were funded.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm with you. The Tooth Fairy just never had the clout that Santa or the Easter Bunny
because
did.
All you have to do is you can be the most rotten goddamn child in the world.
Right.
But if you lose to Tooth Fairy shows up. Santa, you know, he's got a few caveats. Like, exactly. I'll hook you up, dude, but, you know, you best be good.
There's a teacher that went viral because she does her hair and makeup before bed.
It seems counterproductive, but I don't know.
You must be one of the most still sleepers on the planet.
Are you sleep sitting up? Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't do either one, so I'm not sure how that could even be pulled off.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, do you just sleep like a vampire?
Mm-hmm.
Just completely still?
That just tells me she is very high maintenance. And I mean that in the sense of there's a lot of work going into that look if you need to do it the night before.
Right. See, I'm the opposite.
What do you mean?
I like her. She's just like, I don't want to have to get up any earlier than
I don't blame her.
Sure.
I get it.
I get it.
But still, to me, and look, this is just me. Like, there are just things you do in the morning, right? And you just give yourself that allowance. Look, if I could sleep until 2 minutes before the show, I would. But I got crap to do, and you schedule out your day.
That would be impressive.
Well, it's 1:58, dude. Come on.
Well, no, I just say it like, sleep until 1:30 would be...
Yeah.
Like, the fantasy sounds good, but I feel like after you get kind of older, it's like, I don't know, it's like 8:30, not even on the weekends, like, I got to get up. Like, I'd like to sleep till noon, I just don't.
Yeah.
Right.
The new question burning the internet, does coffee with chocolate milk sound good?
Yes. I've done it before. It's fine.
You've done it before. Why would it
not?
Yeah,
we didn't have milk. Like, and then other times, we've had milk, and I'm like, ooh, chocolate milk sounds good.
Well,
and then it changes the trajectory of what you're drinking, but sure, it's still a good drink.
But it's basically a mocha, isn't it?
Yeah, essentially.
Mocha, you put milk and chocolate in there. Okay, well, they just combined it first.
Yeah, I did not understand why this was such a revolutionary thing.
Right.
It's like, it's dairy, it has chocolate in it. To me, that's all the appeal you need.
I don't understand why my dumb ass didn't think of it first.
Really?
Yeah, and then again, I don't put anything into my coffee.
Well, maybe that's why.
If I have what I call candy coffees, I get them made for me.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, anyone can brew a cup of coffee, right? But if I want an Americano, yes, I could do it at home.
Miles, do you used to put chocolate syrup in your coffee?
I am not, but I would. I mean, it's not the worst
idea. For some reason, I thought you did.
I always get vanilla now or hazelnut.
Oh, on the weekends, I always get vanilla latte.
It's just the color of the coffee. So when you put in chocolate, it doesn't make it as creamy looking as I like.
Sure.
Even though it is, but
yeah, right. You know what I mean? So like psychologically, I'm like, there's not enough in there. Whatever the deal is.
I used to put hot cocoa packets in there. That's a little makeshift mocha, man. You just grab a little Swiss Miss pack. Perfect. Fantastic. Let's play a game, gentlemen. I want to play a game with you guys.
Do you want to play a game?
All right, war games.
It's a very fun game that I'm going to call Fake Penis or Real Penis.
Sounds awesome.
Indeed.
Ages 4 and up.
This is the show where you have to guess if an actor showed off his actual junk on screen or if he used the prosthetics. Are you guys ready?
Start with King Kong. Real.
Oh, no. That part, they never show. They have full body King Kong. You never see that portion.
Where his penis?
Oh, no. Number 10, I'm going to screw up his last name, Will Poulter, in We're the Millers.
That guy.
You got a spider bite on there, and it swelled up all nasty. Is that his real or fake penis?
I'd say fake penis.
Fake penis. Miles, your guess.
I'll say fake.
Who is he?
We Are the Millers. He got a spider
goofy
bite.
Kid.
Fake penis.
Fake penis. You were all correct. It is indeed a fake penis. Well done.
Only because it was all swollen and disgusting looking.
Exactly.
And I know actors go a lot for their art, but like, I'm not going to swell up my penis.
They could have put a little bit of, you know, like, makeup and stuff on there. Ewan McGregor in Trainspotting. Real or fake penis?
Real penis.
That's real, man.
Real penis, real penis.
Ewan McGregor's always real penis.
Alrighty. You are all correct once again. That is indeed real penis.
He strikes me as a real penis guy.
Seven movies he showed his junk.
Right.
Really?
Actually, even more than that, Miles.
Really?
He also whipped it out in Young Adam, Velvet, Goldmine, Fargo, The Ghost, and about 11 other movies.
I've seen Trainspotting a lot. When did we see his penis?
I have never seen Trainspotting. So I do not know.
There's a lot of things in that movie you'll remember. Yeah. His penis does not qualify as something important to remember from that particular movie.
You're glad to have forgotten.
Yeah, I mean, McGregor's penis. You walk away thinking about a lot of stuff. That ain't it.
Tom Hardy in Taboo. Real or fake penis?
I'm going to say real penis.
Real penis. Miles.
I'll say real.
Ted.
Fake penis.
Fake penis. Miles and Steve, you are correct. Oh, that is a real penis. Tom Hardy's got no shame, man. He also put it on display.
Look at my real penis.
In Steward, A Life Backwards, Bronson, Kolditz, and Sergeant Slaughter, My Big Brother.
Bronson. I'm going to start calling my penis Bronson.
Bronson. How about Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter himself, in Guns Akimbo? Real or fake penis?
I'm going to guess fake.
Fake penis.
I would hope he'd go for real, but I feel like his agent would say, dude, no matter what you do for the rest of your life, you're Harry Potter, man. You can't show your penis.
Can't have your penis, man. Miles.
I'll say real.
Real penis. Ted.
Oh, that's his wand.
That is his wand. Mr. Hill, you are correct. That is a fake penis in Guns Akimbo.
I just say, damn it. I just feel there's no way Harry Potter's shown his penis.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Jason Segel in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Real or fake penis?
That's real.
I'd say real penis.
That's real. Real. Ted.
I would say fake.
Fake penis. Miles and Thrill, you're correct. That is his real penis. Jason Segel, man. He just does not care. Jonah Hill in The Wolf of Wall Street. Real or fake penis?
I'll say fake.
Fake penis. Fake penis. Fake penis. You are all correct. It is indeed a fake penis.
He's so conscious of everything.
Yeah, I was going to say. A lot of body image issues. Yeah, exactly. I get a feeling like, I feel really uncomfortable with my body, but take a look at my penis.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be a strange departure.
Right.
Jason Biggs in American Revolution, real or fake penis? Oh, sorry, American Reunion.
That's a real penis.
I'd say real.
Real penis. Real penis, Miles.
I'll say real.
Real penis. You're all correct. It is indeed his real penis.
Number
Number three, Chris Pine in Outlaw King. Real or fake penis?
I'm going to say fake. He's such a good-looking guy, he just wants to keep the ladies guessing.
Fake penis. Miles?
I'll say fake.
Fake penis. Ted?
Fake penis.
Fake penis. Mr. Hill, this is your first strike of the entire game. That was his real penis.
I almost said they seem to know, so I'm just going with fake.
Yeah, jump on the bandwagon. And we lost.
It's a game of real or fake penis. We get to number two. Mark Wahlberg in Boogie Nights.
I
real
know
or
100%
fake penis.
This is fake.
Yep. Fake.
Fake, 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 fake. You are all correct. That is indeed a fake penis.
You know how I know? If his penis were that big, he'd show it all the time.
And this is...
Mike, do you know what his name was in that movie?
No, I do not.
Dirk Diggler.
Dirk Diggler.
Real or fake porn name?
There you go.
Yeah, right?
I don't believe it was Diggler for that real or fake porn name. And this is the number one actor in the game, real or fake penis. Yahya Abdul-Mateen II in The Watchmen. He was the giant blue man with his hog a wagon there. Real or fake penis?
I'm going to say fake only because in the comic, he was very well hung in the comic as well. And in my mind, I can't imagine the cast like, look, you need to be able to act and you have to have a huge meat hammer.
Okay.
I'll say real.
Real penis. Ted.
Again, I don't recall. Like, I really like that series.
He was naked the whole time. If you saw him, it was there.
He was naked, but I
believe he had this was a blue penis. How do you not remember a blue penis?
I think this was
penis?
The movie, not the series. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then real.
Real penis, he says. Yahya Abdul-Mateen II did indeed show his penis in The Watchmen. That was a real penis. All right. Tally up these scores. Mr. Hill, you missed 1-2. Miles, you missed 1-2. And Ted, you missed 1-2-3. So it is a 2-way tie between Miles and Trevor.
I know my penis.
You
know our penises.
You hey, know your
I'll
penis.
I'll take that L. Happily. Sorry, I didn't pay enough attention.
I'll take the W.
Well,
by the way, side note, people keep pointing out, apparently Harry Potter, whatever his name is.
Daniel Radcliffe.
He was naked. It says with a horse. I assume you're just saying on a horse. Anyway, some stage play. A bunch of people are saying it. So, like, he showed his pee-pee before, just not on... Okay. Now we know.
You want to play Quidditch?
Yeah, atta boy.
Can we turn the heat up a little?
Here's the snitch. Yeah. Homeowners in Colorado. That is actually something that is in Quidditch, man. Little wings. Homeowners in Colorado came home to a surprise in their basement.
What was that?
I will tell you all about it at 5:50.
That's exactly right. Headlines are coming up, Mike, at 5:50. But first, a minute to drink it time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.